morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klamim Chesim, still in Siman Aleph. And we left off discussing this issue of Shemei Ka'ina, in a situation where a person does not understand the language that he's hearing. So the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, if a person does not understand Lashon HaKadosh, so he cannot be Yotze with Shemei Ka'ina. There are poskim which disagree with the Shulchan Aruch and say that Shemei Ka'ina works even if a person does not understand. But the Mishnah Berurah is cautious for this question, and therefore he raises the issue of what happens. You have people which are not familiar with the language who are being Yirtzei Kiddush, a very common situation, as being Yirtzei Kiddush with Shemei Ka'ina. So in benching with Shemei Ka'ina is not such a common issue that the Chayyadim was talking about, but at Kiddush it becomes very, very, very questionable. What should one do? The person does not really understand Lashon HaKadosh, and they're being Yotze with Shemei Ka'ina without understanding it. Now, you have a situation where a person can read Lashon HaKadosh without understanding it, or at least they could repeat word after word after the one who's saying the Kiddush. So Mishnah Berurah suggests that the person should do that. The person should say along with the Mekadosh word for word, in order to get out of this problem of that Shemei Ka'ina doesn't work if you don't understand what you're hearing. Now, for that to work, Rukibager raises the question that it only works if they have a kois of Kiddush in front of them, but the kois of Kiddush, which is in front of the Mavorich, and they're not being Yotze with the Mavorich, they're being Yotze with saying it themselves, they're not really saying Kiddush on a kois. They're saying their own Kiddush without a kais, and one has to say Kiddush on a kais. Some of Achronim suggest that maybe we can make a hybrid. So in regards to the question whether you can be Yotze Shemei Ka'ina and Allah, you have to say Kiddush on a kais, we'll say you're really being Yotze Shemei Ka'ina. But in regards to being Yotze the words itself, you're saying it yourself, I find that difficult, that approach difficult, because when you're talking during Shemei Ka'ina, according to most opinions, you can't do Shemei Ka'ina anymore because you're busy talking. You can't make a hybrid and say, well, for this I'm doing Shemei Ka'ina, for that I'm saying it myself. That doesn't make sense. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah then raises a question. So this is Gregor's question, and that's it. So the solution for that is, if a person has a cup of yain in front of them, they can solve that problem. Now, Mishnah Berurah says maybe you should do the following. Maybe you should have to answer this problem that you're clearly being yotze with the Mekadosh, that the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha you hear from the Mekadosh. So, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you understand. And Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, you understand. So that part, you can be yotze Shemei Ka'ina. And the middle section, you read along yourself, or you say yourself, so can you split a bracha? That part of the bracha will be Shemei Ka'ina, and part of the bracha will be with saying it yourself. Is that acceptable? So Kivager says yes. Kivager in that same tshuva says that would work. You can have part of the bracha being, you're being yotze with hearing it from the Mekadosh, and part of the bracha you're being yotze with Shemei Ka'ina. However, the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Kiddush finds it difficult to say that you could split a bracha to half with Shemei Ka'ina and half with being Yotze with the Mekadosh. The Chazon Ish supports that opinion. The Chazon Ish feels that is true. You cannot split a bracha. And he brings a raya from a case in Hilchos Birchos Hamazon where people were not, they didn't have a sidurim, they used to bench by heart. And what would be a situation where you have multiple people, but each one only knows one bracha. So we say that's not a problem. So Reuven says the first bracha, Shimon says the second bracha, Levi says the third one. But the Shulchan Aruch says, however, you can't have a situation where Reuven says the first half and Shimon says the second half of the same bracha, because you can't split a bracha in half. So Chazon Ish holds this will be the same thing. So both Rav Shlomo Zalman and others, the Stipler, feel that Raya is not conclusive. Over there, each person is only saying half a bracha. Over here, the Mekadosh is saying a full bracha. you're only using Shemei Ka'ayinu for part of his bracha, but he's actually saying a full bracha. So in that situation, a person can rely on the concept of Shemei Ka'ayinu. So according to Mishabura, would come out in that situation, a person does not understand what they're saying, it would be appropriate to try and use his Eitzah of saying something. But not like Mishabura, you could actually say part along, even though you're not saying the whole thing. So that really would be a suggestion that people should use. Minig Olam does not seem to be do like that, and they seem to be something so much on the opinions that Shemei Ka'ayinu works, even though you do not understand what you are saying. Have a good day.